Good morning. Welcome to worship. Thank you for coming this morning. I want to remind you about our Wednesday night Bible study and prayer time. Come if you can at 6:30 and we will have a light meal followed by a Bible study and a time of prayer together. And Embers to a Flame meets on Sunday afternoons at 6 o'clock in the Ed Building across the street. The flowers this morning are given in honor of Sarah Nell's birthday. So, her birthday was on the 22nd, which was 2 days ago. On the right-hand side of your bulletin toward the bottom, you'll see question 67 of the Westminster Shorter Catechism says, what is the sixth commandment? And the answer is,
the sixth commandment is,
our call to worship this morning comes from Psalm 47, verses 1 and 2. Would you please read it with me responsively? Clap your hands, all peoples. Shout to God with loud songs of joy.
The Lord is high, and
doxology together. Be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. O Lord our God, you sit enthroned above the circle of the earth. You stretch out the heavens like a canopy and spread them out like a tent to live in. The universe is your temple and your presence fills all time and place. There's no one to compare to you, O God. You are the everlasting God. You are the creator of the ends of the earth. Your power and majesty and holiness is beyond our ability to comprehend and exceeds our ability to express in praise. But we cannot be silent. We must praise you. We thank you for the gospel of eternal life through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who came not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And he also taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our first hymn is number 2. Hymn number 2. So if you are able to stand, would you please stand and let's sing stanzas 1, 2, and 4 of O Worship the King. Ancient Apostles' Creed and confess our faith together, our common faith. Christian, what is it that you believe? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, You have taken charge of us from our birth, caring for us in all conditions of life. You have fed us, as it were, from Your own table. You have drawn the curtains of love around us. You have given us new mercies every morning. In Christ, You have given us these great blessings, a hope beyond the grave, the earnest and foretaste of immortality, holiness, wisdom, strength, peace, and joy. It grieves me to think how insensible we have been of the claims of Your authority and the endearments of Your love, how little we have searched your truth, trusted your promises, feared your threats, obeyed your commands, improved our advantages, welcomed your warnings, responded to your grace. But in spite of all of this, we still live because you are patient with us. May your goodness always lead us to repentance. And may your patience result in our eternal salvation. Father, we pray for missionaries of Jesus Christ all around the world this morning. We pray that with power your word might be preached and that many will be effectually called into the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Father, we pray especially for Steve Jameson and Clint Wilkie and Kevin Hale as they make a trip to Haiti this coming week. And we pray that you would give them safe travel. We pray that you would be with them as they meet with 25 Haitian pastors to teach them and to set an example for them in how to serve as pastors among their people. And we pray that much fruit will come from this visit and that you would bring them safely home again. Father, let us be reassured this day of your goodness, not to envy the wicked, not to doubt that it is worthwhile to live for you, that nothing escapes your knowledge. Let us learn to put all earthly things in the context of eternity. May we desire nothing more than you, for you are the ultimate good. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Made it a practice to read through the Psalms for our responsive readings, and today we come to Psalm 11. Psalm 11 is found on page 787 in the back of your Trinity hymnal, so I would ask you to turn there and let's read from Psalm 11 together responsively. In the Lord I take refuge. For look, the wicked bend their bows. They set their arrows against the strings to shoot from the shadows at the upright in heart. The Lord is in His holy temple. The Lord is on His heavenly throne. The Lord examines the righteous, but the wicked and those who love violence His soul hates. For the Lord is righteous. He loves justice. Our next hymn is number 691. If you're able, would you please take a hymn book and turn to 691 and let's sing stanzas 1 through 4 of It Is Well With My Soul. may be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we prepare to receive our morning offering. Father, I thank You that our sin, oh, the bliss of that glorious thought, our sin, not in part but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and we bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, oh my soul. We bear it no more because Jesus Christ has borne it for us. And Father, You have taught us that it is more blessed to give than to receive. And You have demonstrated what giving is by making the ultimate sacrifice for us, Your one and only Son. Following the example You have set for us, we bring our offering to You today with the desire that You would bless it and use it to extend the kingdom of Jesus Christ even to the uttermost parts of the earth. It's in His name that we pray. Amen. Message this morning comes from Luke chapter 6, verses 12 through 16. From the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, verses 12 through 16. And this is what it says. In these days He went out to the mountain to pray, and all night He continued in prayer to God. And when day came, He called His disciples and chose from them 12, whom He named apostles. Simon, whom He named Peter, and Andrew His brother, and James and John, and Philip, and Bartholomew, and Matthew, and Thomas, and James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon who was called the Zealot, and Judas the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. This is the Word of God. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the Word of God stands and abides forever. May He bless the reading of it and the preaching of it to you this morning. And we'll bring a message from that passage about Jesus choosing 12 apostles after the special music at this time.